7:55. We get one more before the end of the period. Shane Hanna at the 12:32 mark gets his second of the game.
And now Shane Hanna will clear it up to Sturos. Sturos had it poked away, but he's trying to stay with it against Sevelrud. Here's a pass giveaway by the Seawolves. Walking in is Hanna looking for another goal, and he scores! Shane Hanna with his second goal of the game with Sturos. Screening in front, and the Huskies go up 5-0 with 7:28 left to go in the second period.
Mike Neville with the interception couldn't quite corral it to the point where he got possession of it, but there was enough slowing down of that puck there in the high slot to slow it down for Hanna.
Yeah, Mike was in a real good position, read the play, got the turnover, and then basically Shane Hanna picked the puck in, puck up somewhere near the blue line, and actually walked right down inside the top of the circles. I mean, it's just like the seas parted, and Tyler Hanen was actually standing off the side of the net, wide open, like you could see it for the bench, and Shane sees the ice exceptionally well, and we figured, oh, he's just going to slide it over, backdoor goal, no problem. And I think Coach McCult asked him after the game, you know, why, you know, Hanen, he said, well, I got right to the slot. I wasn't going to give that shot up, which is a good decision, and he rifled it in. And, you know, the new goalie there, I think D'Amico, you know, he really didn't have a chance on that.
Yeah. Shane Hanna's sixth of the season and second of the game. Mike Neville gets the only assist. And then in the second period, shots, Coach, 10-5 in favor of UAA. Just kind of bizarre how that all happened, yet we score three goals.
Well, they had the power play to start the second period there, and then after that, you know, we scored the fourth goal, the third and the fourth goal, and it seemed like we scored on all our shots. I think we only had, at that point, five shots on goal and three goals. Now, we ended up with how many shots in the
five.
Period? Five, yeah, and three goals. Yeah. So it was weird. We just didn't generate much. From that point on, from that goal on, we really went south in the period, you know. And for whatever reason, I think we just thought we were off to the races and we were just going to play on the wrong side of the puck and score a bunch of goals. And we got away from our game a bit.
So did you lay into them kind of on the second intermission or
no?
As far as the way they were playing?
No, not. I wouldn't say lay into them. I mean, you know, very, you know, measured and calculated. And, you know, what the things we talk about is, you know, for example, you know, what were my concerns? Why would I be concerned after that period? We're ahead 5-1. And they're smart. They understand, you know, well, you know, this, we turned the puck over too many times, you know, too many good scoring opportunities, you know, undisciplined. And you know, basically we're going to play somewhere down the road. We're going to get in a game, play a really good team where everything's going to be on the line for, you know, the stakes are going to be high. And we're not going to get away with some of the stuff we're doing there. So we keep talking about, you know, standard of play and how we need to play. It doesn't matter what the score is, whether up by 10, down by 10, tied. You know, we have to stay with it and stay with our game plan. And that was more the talk than anything.
So we're going to the third period. We are leading 5-0 at that point. Blake Tatchell breaks the shutout for Jamie Phillips at the 4:54 mark. Nice play, nice pass to the front, and he buried it. He's got a good shot.
Well, he's one of their best players.
He's
one of the best players in our league and a very good player. I didn't like it. We had control of the puck, you know, I call it an unforced turnover giveaway, and we got trapped three guys behind the net, and we didn't pick up the coverage, but we're a little loosey-goosey because we have the puck, and we think, we're okay, and we start going to different positions, and we turn it over, and it ends up in our net.
So here was the shutout breaker on Friday night.
5-0 Michigan Tech. Two in the first, both on the power play, and then three in the third period. Centering shot, they score right to the front of the goal. Tatchell will put it past goaltender Jamie Phillips for UAA's first goal of the game. Nice play to the front of the net, and Tatchell not going to miss that very often. His fifth goal of the season.
So that broke the shutout. 5-1 was the final there. And, Coach, we got outshot 11-8, pretty close in the second and third period.
Yeah.
31-23 are the final shots.
Yeah, we played better in the third period, you know, than we'd had in the second. So that, you know, the 10 minutes of the second period there got away from us a little bit, and then a little bit in the third. But overall, you have to find a way to win the game. Tough trip, you know, the 500 hockey team at home. You know, I don't think anybody's gone up there and you know, been able to score as many as we did on them and have some separation. So, and like I said, the weekend before against Minnesota State, they were rock solid. And I think the games were 3-1 and going in the third,
right,
and 1-0 going in the third period at Minnesota State. So they're, you know, very capable team, a very scary team. Tough trip, so you know you're usually going to be off one game or the other up there, just the way it is with the trip and the time, and it's weird because you're playing basically the puck's dropping for us 11 o'clock at night, you know, when hopefully our players are just starting to go to bed normally, you know, we're starting a hockey game. I mean, you're out of say it's out, you're out of whack. It's bizarre. So anyway, good game, important 2 points. Put ourselves in a position to have a great weekend.
All right, we'll talk about Saturday night's game when we come back, but more on the Mel Pearson Show in just a moment. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
Holy brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Hey guys, everything is 20 to 50% off of the Dress for Success business apparel sale. Located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. 20 to 50% off suits, tuxes, sport coats, wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties. Tailoring available. Come on in, let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. The Dress for Success shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus bookstore. Open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday noon till 4. With the public always welcome. Sale ends February 17th.
If you're planning on having a good time this winter, why don't you crack open a Bud Light Lime Cran Burrito? Because, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun.
Go crash the party.
Throw away the work to be done.
Play more, work less.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance.
The night is young.
Lose yourself in wild romance.
We're going to party, Caramu, Fiesta, forever.
Party on with Bud Light Lime Cranberita. It's the great cranberry margarita taste with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime that's perfect for any party this winter. Just pop, pour, and party all night long. Try it now for a limited time. Bud Light Lime Cranberita, Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Cranberita flavored malt beverage. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Saturday night, Michigan Tech with a 10-0 victory over UAA. It was one of those nights where everything went right for Michigan Tech and virtually nothing went right for UAA. A lot of that had to do with Jamie Phillips. 10-0, and he gets the shutout. He was outstanding this weekend.
He really was. I mentioned last week he's returned back to his earlier play when he was good earlier in the year. The beauty, I think, of it now is we get to give him a few days off, both rest physically, mentally, and our whole team will get those days off, and then we'll get ready for the push. Hopefully we have a lot of hockey left. I mean, we're guaranteed, Dirk, we're guaranteed 6 games right now. That's it.
Yep.
We're
that's
guaranteed.
It. You're
that.
Right.
That's I guess, the fewest we can play with two at Minnesota State, two at Northern, one at Northern, one here, and then two home playoff games one way or the other. So you're at least guaranteed 6 games, but hopefully we have a lot more hockey than that. And this is a good break for us. It comes at a great time. Even though we're winning, we got a 8-game winning streak. I still think it's good, especially after this Alaska trip. The guys get their heads and bodies back into some normalcy and get their academics in order and then start for our push. Hopefully we got a lot of hockey left.
Another big game, big first period for the Huskies on Saturday night. They didn't waste any time scoring. 1 minute 42 seconds in, Tanner Carroll gets his first out of two on the game.
Ock at the center line, dumps it across the line. It stays in. Mark Ock makes a move, shoots, blocked. Bontas now looking in front, sends it to the front of the goal. Memphis just scores! Tanner Carroll with the goal. And he buried it off the top shelf and went right down over the line. And the UAA players not even certain that it had crossed the line. It was that quick by Tanner Carroll. Bontas will get an assist. And the Huskies score here in the first 2 minutes of play. 1-0.
Mark Onk also gets an assist, but hard work by Baltus down there to create that. Hey, Coach?
Oh, yeah. Brett, he's playing with, like we talked about before, a ton of confidence, works hard, real nice piece to the puzzle on that line, does a lot of the dirty work, and kept it alive and obviously put it in front of the net. And their player and their goalie, I mean, the goalie had to sort of went off the goalie, and yeah. The defenseman couldn't find it and went right to Tanner, and Tanner's there. You know, that's one of the other keys I think this weekend is we had players around the net. We got to the dirty spots and hung in there, and we had to take a lot of cross checks and you know, holding and different things in front of the net. You have to pay the price when you're there. And I'm not saying it's illegal or anything like that. It's just it's a tough area to get to. And they have a big, strong physical defense, as you can see. And Tanner did a real good job.